This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Bay State continues to prepare for the anticipated surge in COVID-19 cases. How severe it will be depends on how effective the steps that have been taken by all of us this past month have been. WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us from Beacon Hill. Steve, the governor is still anticipating the worst of the surge for the state sometime this week. Did he have any more insight into exactly when or how bad it might be?
Well, he's still planning for sometime this week into next, but he's hopeful that the measures that we've all been taking to flatten the curve have been working. He acknowledged that the models that they use to figure out when the surge will peak are not exact.
It's not built to be exact, okay? It's built to be the kind of thing where you do the best you can with the smartest people you've got around you and the folks out in the community who can tell you what's going on in their facilities every single day. And then you work with them to build capacity, and then you do everything you can to make sure that you have enough beds and staff to solve the COVID-19 problem, and at the same time can still treat cancer and heart attacks and strokes and all the other stuff that is sort of traditionally what hospitals and healthcare, especially for and at the acute level, is all about.
Now, Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says as of right now, 50% of the state's hospital beds are occupied. They have started moving some COVID patients to the two overflow sites that have been set up over at the Boston Convention Center and the DCU Center in Worcester. Each can house hundreds of recovering patients. And as of this afternoon, there were 36 patients at the Convention Center and 10 out at the DCU Center.
And what are the latest figures on coronavirus from the Department of Public Health?
Sure, Lisa. Almost another 1,400 cases reported in the last 24 hours. That brings the total to 26,867. DPH points out, however, that there is the day-to-day variability in cases reported by testing labs and that no single day change is indicative of overall case trends.
And what about fatalities?
Another 88 new deaths have been reported. All of those deaths occurred between April 5th and today. That means we now have a total of 844 deaths statewide. 378 of those deaths reported in long-term care facilities. But the governor pointed out that out of the approximately 1,000 senior living centers in Massachusetts, 860 of them so far have not had any positive tests for coronavirus.
President Trump tweeted today that it is he and not the governors who will decide when the nation should reopen for business. Was Governor Baker asked about that today?
Yeah, he was. And as he is quite skilled at doing, he avoided commenting directly on the president's remarks. Still, he outlined the three key steps that must take place. First, we would have to be past the peak of new cases. Second, there has to be some recognition of what would be safe standards for opening anything back up in a significant way. And finally, we must get to the point where the spread is growing at less than or around 1-to-1. It had been at 4-to-1, and that's what led to the rapid spread of the virus. The governor also said it's important that there be more testing. He said per capita, Massachusetts is in the top 10 in terms of testing, but adds that that is still not enough. He says that the testing is needed so that people believe that it'll be safe to go back to work.
We've been reporting that there are some hotspots for the virus around the state. One of those is in Chelsea, and I understand the state's taking steps to address those. What are the steps?
Sure. The COVID-19 Command Center is working with Chelsea and its city manager to address the problem. The governor says that they've increased testing capacity fourfold in that city. The state is working with the Salvation Army to provide meals for those in need in the city. And they're setting up an isolation hotel for individuals who test positive but are unable to stay with their family due to density issues.
The Command Center and MEMA have also provided technical assistance and support to both Chelsea and Revere to access isolation capacity at the Quality Inn there. MEMA is providing supplies to set up the hotel, like linens and PPE, and will begin providing food services when the hotel opens. Working with MEMA, the Command Center is also contracting for an additional 50 beds at the Quality Inn to plan for potential overflow, which can be used if necessary.
The governor also said getting personal protective equipment and distributing it is still a challenge. However, the state will post online what is going where. He says the state has distributed over 700,000 masks, 160,000 gowns, and almost 2 million gloves. The PPE has gone to nursing homes, hospitals, local police and fire, local boards of health, and other health care facilities.
Thank you once again, WBUR Senior Statehouse Reporter Steve Brown. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Lisa.